We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Very competitive game for you guys on Saturday, a back-and-forth game. Come up just a little short, 31-24 at James Madison as you've gone back and looked at that tape. Kind of give me your breakdown on the game.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of encouraging signs. Again, a couple crucial mistakes, primarily in the red zone that we made, and some really good plays by JMU that they made. And, you know, we went up there. I thought we played very hard. Just came up a little bit short.
Is it maybe the best effort you've seen out of your team to this point in the season?
No, it's hard to compare one from the other in situations, but you know it was a good effort. It really was. It was a very good effort, and we competed. We competed right there till the very end. And you know it's disappointing that you can't come away with a win. But you know the play of JMU had a lot to do with that too.
Offensively, you guys did a nice job controlling the ball with a lot of that from Kendall Anderson, 31 carries, 149 yards. Talk about Kendall's performance on Saturday.
Well, yeah, Kendall ran the ball. You know, that was one of the things we felt like we needed to do is try to control the tempo of the game so far as time of possession, and that meant we're going to run the football probably a little more. And Kendall was running it, and He had a lot of carries and a lot of hard-earned yards, and he played very, very well. And, we kept asking if he needed a break. He wanted to come out, and he didn't. He kept wanting to compete, and he certainly competed all the way.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for Coach Laycock, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Angela.
Your first question comes from Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Jimmy. How you doing?
Good.
I was looking at some couple of games in the last couple of games. Your run defense has been a situation that you guys have to fix. Is it something you guys have to fix on? Because you gave up a lot of running yards against JMU and the week before that.
Well, you know, JMU is a very, very good running football team. Of course, I think 70 some of those yards were right at the end of the ball game when they popped the long run when the game was basically pretty much over at that point. But I thought for the most part we did all right in that we did not give them long gains, but they were going to get yards. And we're playing with some young people on defense, and they play hard, and sometimes they get out of the gaps, and sometimes they miss a tackle, but they're competing.
And you're 0-3 in the league. Is this the first time in a long while that you guys are 0-3, and what do you guys have to do to change that to make it back into a positive season?
Well, we got to win some games. That's pretty obvious, I think. And we're working towards that.
Well, good luck this week.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Dave Johnson with Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy. Every team has injuries this time of year, but I'm kind of curious, you've had so many. How much has it affected what you guys are trying to do out there? I don't necessarily mean in terms of wins and losses, but how much of an effect has it played?
Well, I think all of us have to assess, each week, who you got and who you don't have, and make the scheme fit the players. And sometimes you have to tweak the system a little bit, offensively or defensively. You might want to do one thing or the other, but personnel may not allow you to do it, so you better go in the direction of your personnel. So yeah, I think our coaches have done a really good job improvising, adjusting, doing what we needed to do.
Do you think, just thinking of some of the guys who missed a while, is Grider close to getting back?
I don't know. Can't say it right now.
Okay. Same with your kicker and punter?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks.
Your next question comes from Kevin Trisoloni with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Jimmy, Isaiah Stevens has been making contributions for you guys on your defensive line pretty much since he first got there. What's been the key to his development? And, now that he's a junior and really, entrenched as a starter, what have been the contributions that he's provided for you guys lately?
Well, he's playing very consistent for us, Kevin. He's, he played as a true freshman, and has since then worked to increase his mobility, to be better conditioned, and allow him to play harder, longer, and I think he's really, and then he's obviously become better technique conscious, and done that, and he certainly has worked it. I give him a lot of credit. He's really worked it, improving, and I think he's playing very well for us right now.
Coach, what are some of the biggest challenges you have in facing Delaware? Obviously, they're kind of like you guys. They're a team that's really hungry for a win. Their rushing attack has really been able to pile up some yardage. What are some of the big challenges you face against the Blueheads?
Well, I think you mentioned one of them right there, Kevin. When you talk about their running game, they got a very, very explosive offensive running game. Their offensive line is very good, and the backs, they can roll three of them in there at you, one right after another, and not miss a beat. I think they're doing a great job with that. And defensively, they're very physical and play very good scheme on their defense. So, we know what we basically get when we play Delaware. We're going to go against a very good team, and we saw that up there last year when they handled us. So, again, but with that said, we've got to also take care of ourselves, too, and we've got to work on ourselves executing some things a little bit better.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. Thank you.
Sure, man.
Jimmy, you talked about Delaware's running game, which is very formidable, and you just came off facing a JMU team that all runs the ball very well. How are those two teams different from each other, the way they attack with their running games?
Well, it's hard to say for sure. I haven't seen enough of Delaware to really draw the comparison yet. I hesitate to compare one team to the other anyway. They're unique, but they know what they want to do on offense. They know the types of runs. They know where they want to go. They got different, a little bit different schemes, and they're going to stick with it too. It's not going to be a situation where if something doesn't go on a certain play, they believe in their running game. That's very obvious, and for good reason, for good backs and good offensive line.
Got another media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Angela.
Your next question comes from John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
The Villanova do not play this season, unfortunately. Coach Talley comes down to Central Virginia for his final appearance at Richmond this coming weekend, and being a coach who's played against him since the mid-80s, I wonder if you could say what distinguishes Coach Talley's team over the years.
Oh, I think the thing I would say, John, was some innovation on offense. I think they do a really, really good job offensively changing things around on you and coming up with different wrinkles. And I think what they've done also, it's been, when you're in this long enough, you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. And when you have some downs, you've got to be able to fix it. And I think they've been able to fix times when they were down, and they certainly have gotten good players and have done a really good job with it. And
thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, take care.
Thank you.